Echo 3-7, respond.
Nothing on my bead either, sir.
We should be in range by now.
Maybe their fox is down.
Move in carefully. Keep watching each other's backs.
Well, at least we'll be undercover before nightfall.
What happens at night?
Things get a lot less pleasant round here.
Which, given how uninviting they were in broad daylight, sounded far from encouraging. Jürgen and I hurried after him, as the remaining members of our escort closed in on the blocky, precast bunker, which gradually became visible through the dense tangle of vegetation. Despite regular attempts to keep it and its environs clear with flamers and defoliant sprays, some of the more tenacious plants were already twining themselves around it, and I gave them as wide a berth as I could, far from eager to discover what toxic surprises they held. We'd all seen flickers of movement several times in the hours since the butchery of the two troopers sent to investigate them, but, so far, at least, whatever was trailing us seemed content to keep their distance, which was fine by me. I just wished I could believe they'd continue to do so.
No signs of life, sir. Not the sort we want, anyway.
Not the sort anyone would want. I skirted the hideous thing cautiously, still unsure if it was plant or animal, and approached the blockhouse. The main door was wide open, and the palms of my hands began to itch with unease. If I'd had any doubts at all that something had gone badly wrong here, they were instantly dispelled by the sight of that yawning portal. Leaving the entrance to that refuge open and unguarded in an environment so abundant in inimical life forms would run completely counter to every instinct a native Deathwelder possessed. Hello?
Wait here, sir. Team One with me. Two, stay here and guard the Commissar.
Then, without another word, he was gone. No doubt wishing to get away before I could object and insist on accompanying him. Not that I had the slightest intention of doing either, of course. After a few moments, he reappeared, a couple of fresh abrasions on his face and arms. Nitz?
Just local vermin.
Any sign of the garrison?
Nothing. The place seems deserted.
And so it was. We searched the whole outpost, and Zael led a sweep through the surrounding jungle.
Almost certainly unaccompanied by Kane.
To no avail. Not a single survivor could be found from among the dozen or so men stationed there. Which was not to say they hadn't left traces of their presence, and those of the most disquieting kind. Chiefly spatters of blood and a few pox in the walls where lasgun rounds had missed their mark. As night fell and we sealed the building against the terrors of the night, I conferred urgently with Zael.
That's it. We're sealed in. Nothing can get through that.
I'm sure the men stationed here thought the same thing. Is the Vox repaired yet?
There was nothing wrong with it.
But they never reported they were under attack. Whatever hit this place, it struck fast, before they had time to react.
Gene stealers, you reckon, sir? A whole swarm of them. Hellish fast they are. And they can squeeze in pretty much anywhere.
True. Sergeant, get every air vent, waste pipe, and conduit sealed tight. If that's how they got in, they'll remember the trick. Weld the grills if you have to. Not that it would make much difference. The claws on a stealer could rip through Terminator armor like Jürgen through a ration pack, so a couple of metal grills weren't likely to slow them at all. But I knew what the troopers must be thinking, that their comrades had been precisely where we were now just a few hours before, and it was vital to keep them busy before that reflection had a chance to chew away their morale. Anything I could do to make them think we stood a chance would increase our odds of survival 1,000-fold.
Right, sir. You heard the Commissar. Get moving.
The Nits didn't do this. It was something else.
If you say so, sir.
They're not exactly subtle, are they? They'd have left more traces. Claw marks, holes in the walls where they'd forced their way in, that kind of thing.
What then, sir?
Fracked if I know. But I'd lay good odds it had something to do with whatever is trailing us. You saw what was left of those troopers.
Messer. Any idea what it was?
No, and I hope we never find out. Just keep your eyes and ears open. And if anything strikes you as odd, tell me at once. However trivial.
Right you are, sir. So what's the plan?
We can't go anywhere at night. So, we pull out as soon as it's light. Assuming we're still here. That's right, Colonel. Completely deserted.
Any sign of Tyranid activity?
Not now. But there's no telling how long the geophones were unmanned. Better go to full alert.
It's night on a death world, Commissar. We already are.
How soon can you extract us?
As soon as the relief crew gets there.
Another day, in other words. While they slog their way through the green hell the same way we had. Followed by tomorrow night, too, as there would be no chance at all of returning to the firebase before darkness fell. Far too long for my peace of mind. Something wasn't right here, and the sooner I was away from this accursed place, the better I'd like it.
Everything's sealed tight, Commissar. Tight as we can make it, anyway.
Good. How long until dawn?
5 or 6 hours. At least until the light starts filtering down through the trees. No one can move much before then.
So we'll just have to wait.
Which we did. For what seemed like a great deal longer than the sergeant's estimation. For some of that long, dragging night, I actually managed to sleep, falling into a fitful nightmare-plagued stupor, from which I awoke periodically, drenched in perspiration.
You're right, sir.
Oh, fine. What time is it?
Just gone 5, local clock. The sergeant reckons it'll be sun up soon.
Can't be soon enough for me. What's that?
Flask of Tanner, sir.
A Valhallan beverage, which Kane acquired an inexplicable taste for during his long association with regiments from that world. The Gothic language might contain an adjective sufficient to convey something of its flavour, but if it does, it so far eluded me.
Thought you might need a pick-me-up, so I brought some along.
You thought right, good man.
Ah. Anything to report?
Nothing so far. The Nids had another go at the firebase a couple of hours ago, but they fought them off as usual.
So, it looked as though I dragged us into this nightmare for nothing. Not for the first time. I got the feeling that the only reason I wasn't long dead, like most commissars my age, was the amount of amusement I afforded the Emperor.
GFR reading, strength 12.
Vector.
Straight for the compound.
Movement on the Auspex too. Holy throne, there must be thousands of them.
Vox, now.
Here, sir.
This is Commissar Kane at Echo 3-7. We've got incoming. Looks like half the Nids on the planet are heading straight for you.
Told you they like going for the flank.
Stand to. You've only got minutes before they arrive.
Thank you, Commissar. Throne be with you.
The Emperor protects.
Though, so far as I could see, he was going to have his work cut out in my case. A single glance at the Auspex was enough to confirm my worst fears. Though the vast majority of that hideous seething mass of malevolent chitin was to pass us by, the outlying members of the swarm would pass close enough to detect our presence, and once they knew we were there, were certain to attack.
Get onto one of the other beachheads and call for extraction. Our only way out of here now is by air.
Then we're reamed. Nothing can get through the canopy, it's too thick.
Which I already knew, of course. Why else would I have spent most of yesterday slogging through lethal jungle on foot? But one thing I'd learned in the course of far too many narrow brushes with death was that a dogged refusal to accept the inevitable made all the difference to my prospects of survival. At least they had so far, and I had no intention of allowing this occasion to become the exception to the rule.
One place we know for sure is free of vegetation. This sector here.
Where the main mass of Tyranids are.
Were. They've gone charging off to attack the firebase. There may be a few foragers left behind to feed the digester pools, but most of the warriors will be gone, leaving a big hole in the jungle a flyer can be put down in.
If we can make it that far in one piece.
It's still a better chance than staying here.
Agreed. I've contacted Air Command. They're sending in a wave of Valkyrie strikes to disrupt the digester pools while they're only lightly defended. The pilots will be listening out for our signal.
Good. Then let's get out of here before the Nids arrive.
Sounds like they already have.
He unslung the melter he normally carried when we were expecting real trouble, while the Katakans readied their las guns. For my part, I drew my las pistol and chainsword, thumbing the speed selector to maximum, reflecting that there was no reason not to look the part, at least. Hardly had I done so, that the sturdy rock creek walls shook again.
The break is through!
Wait for a target!
Carnifex!
Thought so.
Look out for the gaunts behind it!
Sure enough, the huge mass of misshapen muscle was surrounded by the smaller, bounding forms of Hormigaunts, leaping into the attack, their scything claws scissoring the air in search of flesh to rend. Most fell to the disciplined fire of the Katakans, but one leaped the barrier of its fallen broodmates to hurl itself headlong in my direction. I evaded the attack narrowly and parried the blade of chitin, the whirling teeth of my chainsword biting deep. As the hideous thing rallied and came at me again, the Carnifex advanced, thrusting its deformed shoulders further into the gap it had made in the wall in a desperate attempt to reach my aid. but Jürgen was ready for it and fired the melter again, taking the monstrous creature full in the face.
Frack off!
What he said.
The Hormigaunt turned to follow me as I feinted right, and I drove in, running it neatly through the thorax, ripping the blade free in a welter of ichor and masticated meat. The stroke was a killing one, and I turned at once towards the breach in the wall, bracing myself for a further onslaught. But to my relief, the charge was faltering, the tide of gaunts now scuttling back around the cadaver of the Carnifex.
They're on the run.
For now. They'll look for cover until the hive mind rallies them.
How long will that take?
Not long enough. It knows we're here now, and we can't defend this place with a hole that size in the wall. Any casualties?
They got Carter. Everyone else is in one piece.
Then we better get moving, while we still are.